If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
80% of Americans suffer trauma at some point, setback in their lifetimes, and many are able to survive and overcome its effects. Then there are those who, after a great tragedy, accomplish something very extraordinary. They break wet records. They win awards. You've heard of them before. They're featured on sports shows and other areas of life, obviously. David Feldman and Lee Daniel Kravitz are authors of Super Survivors, The Surprising Link Between Suffering and Success. It's published by Harper Wave. It's a division of Harper Collins Publishing. Dr. Feldman, let me begin with you. I think the definition of a super survivor, I think it's almost self-explanatory, and you can add on to it if you want to, but I'd be interested in how many people that are considered to be a super survivor have a positive attitude.
Yeah, so I think we're all familiar with post-traumatic stress disorder, the nightmares and the flashbacks. PTSD is a real serious condition that needs a lot of conversation and, of course, deserves treatment. But I think a lot of people aren't familiar with the fact that it only occurs to about 20% or so of people who have experienced a trauma. Contrast that with another, I think, little-known statistic, and that is that after trauma, something like 50 to 80% of people grow in some way. They discover new avenues in life. They may grow closer to people. They may deepen in their spirituality. And the people we call super survivors are people who take that to an extreme, who experience lifelong revolutionary change in their lives as a result of trauma. And that is related to what you might call the attitude of grounded hope. In the book, we interviewed 17 people who are super survivors, who have bounced forward after trauma, and they all say that it was this attitude of grounded hope that helped them to move forward. Grounded hope, in short, is having a very realistic view of what has happened to you, not painting over it with a smiley face or distorting or denying it. We heard people saying things like, you know what, I just lost my leg and I'm 17 years old. I have cancer and I'm 25. I lost my vision and I'm 24 years old and I've lost my career in the Navy. And that sounds depressing, but by accepting what they could not change, they say they were able to identify what they could change and begin to marshal their strengths to put one foot in front of the other and to create a better life for themselves. That's what we call grounded hope.
David Feldman, Lee Daniel Kravitz, authors of Super Survivors from HarperCollins. Here's Dr. Mike Roizen. Dr. Mike.
Now, you make a point in the book of telling the difference between grounded hope, what you have just talked about, that is what I would call realistic setting of goals, but they're almost unrealistic goals for some of these. And the second point is just positive thinking. Tell us the difference and why you make that difference.
Well, I can take that one, and then I want to hand it to Lee to tell you one of the stories that exemplifies this.
Good, because you know, there's a great story. We should say this book has a series of wonderful stories in it. I like the one on this one about Dutch marathon swimmer Martin, I can't even pronounce his name, but I'm just going to call him.
Well, maybe, Lee, why don't you tell that one, and I can follow it
sure,
up.
Sure, sure. Absolutely. So the story of, Martin Vander Weeden is pretty interesting because, you know, he was a swimmer, and he enjoyed swimming quite a bit, and at a young age, he was diagnosed with leukemia, and he was given a 30% chance of survival. And, you know, he said in competitive sports, just like the cancer ward, you know, there are some very unrealistic people. And it's understandable why. When you're diagnosed with something like cancer, it's very natural for people to come up to you and say, just think positively. In some ways, it's kind of our fallback response. Just think positively. Good things are going to happen as long as you can continue to think positively. But the problem was for Martin, you know, he was far too realistic for that. He knew the odds of his survival were pretty low. So what he did was he took small realistic steps toward making his life better while he was going through cancer treatment. You know, he took different types of chemotherapy. He, you know, certain days he was feeling really sick, so he took those a little bit easier. Some days he was feeling stronger, so he, you know, just continued with that sort of treatment. And ultimately, he did survive. He became part of the 30% who did survive, and he wound up translating that philosophy, that grounded thinking, that realistic thinking, into his swimming career. And he knew that he was not the best swimmer. He wasn't the strongest swimmer. He wasn't the fastest swimmer. And when he competed with other people, he knew that sometimes many of them were going to be much better than he was. But he continued to work harder to win championship after championship. And after 5 years of doing this, he wound up winning a gold medal in the Olympics.
I think the difference here between this grounded hope and positive thinking is he could have told himself, well, I'm not going to think negative thoughts. I'm not going to think about how I'm not as strong as some of the other swimmers or don't have as much endurance naturally as some of the swimmers. He could have done that, and that would have made him feel good in the short term. But by admitting his faults to himself, admitting really where he was in life, he was able to set goals to help to remediate some of that, to help to make himself ultimately a better swimmer despite some of the setbacks and challenges that he had. And that's what enabled him to be an Olympic gold medalist, not painting a smiley face over his problem.
You know, when I read this, and this story in particular, plus one more in the later in the book, I got the idea that this was that the super survivors have this "I'll show them" attitude. That is, it is more than a positive attitude, but it is saying, I can do this, and I'm going to show this person who put me down. I liken it to, if you will, one thing in my personal life, but also in baseball players who get traded, have a much higher average against the team that traded them than against all other teams they play against. And it is like, I'm showing them. And I liken that's almost a super survivor attitude. Is that what it is?
I think there's definitely an element of that. One of the people that we interviewed was a guy named Casey Peretti, who lost his leg in an accident when he was only 17. And he really wanted to be a bouncer in a bar. And he was told that, you know, nobody's afraid of a guy with one leg and a prosthetic limb. And so this is one of the things that he took as an affront to his pride. And he began to say, you know what, I'll show you. And now, by the way, he's one of the most sought-after stuntmen in Hollywood. And his specialty is getting his leg blown off because he can do that. I do think a lot of the super survivors have an I'll show them attitude, but I also think that a lot of the super survivors have an I'll show myself attitude, that it really is more about achieving a meaningful life filled with meaningful things for them, given the fact that they might come from a place of disadvantage because of their traumas and tragedies relative to other people. So I don't think it's all about personal pride. I think a lot of it is about meaning and a meaningful life.
Yeah, I mean, now, we saw that quite a bit. I mean, there was Alan Locke, who went blind and wound up becoming the first person to row across the Atlantic Ocean blind. You know, that was something that was meaningful for him. He wanted to show himself that he could do that. I thought it was a great, great example of that philosophy.
Now, there's also this story later on in the book, or in the, I guess it would be in the middle of the book, about Candy Chang and death. So one of the things this brings up is, how did you find these people, Lee, and get their stories? When we come back from the break, we'll talk about that. But we have to go to a hard break now. Joe?
Thank you, Dr. Mike. Super Survivors, the surprising link between suffering and success. David Feldman and Lee Daniel Kravitz are the authors. More with our two guests coming up. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available in natural food stores nationwide or visit AmericanWildFoods.com.